Blog Talk Radio.
I said, are you ready for the Survivor Series?
One.
Who will survive?
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. Your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Yes. Countdown to WrestleMania 39 has just begun. Yes, the prediction show, ladies and gentlemen. Joining me is my co-host, Tommy Two Chips.
Hey, wrestling fans, it is that time of the year again, WrestleMania time. Oh, like you said, Wayne, it's the show before the show.
WrestleMania 39, damn it. See my investors, my potential buyers of WWE, the Saudis. The Atlanta, John Malone, owner of the Atlanta Braves. I'm going to still guarantee I'm going to be chairman of the World Wrestling Entertainment.
Boy, so what do you think? The card, I got to admit, the two-night, I will totally 100% against this two-night thing. I was totally 100% against it. I think, you know, it's one night, one time of the year, it should be just all one big thing. But the two-night thing is actually working out. It's a good idea. You know?
But the long run, only thing is, it's a burnt out right there for 3.5 hours, basically for like 8 hours for Saturday and Sunday. They just don't know people have lives, too, also, on top of that. And there's other wrestling shows on top of that and other things going on. You still got March Madness. Also, the Final Four takes place also on Saturday. It's a Vince McMahon thing, so.
I thought Triple H wasn't. I thought Triple H was calling the shots, throwing creative.
not business wise.
Oh, okay.
It's still, yeah, behind the events, yeah. He's just creative, yeah. Triple H is just the creative right there. But I think he can have a say on about the hours of Monday Night Raw when they start doing the renegotiation next year. I really believe that they're going to go back to 2 hours for Raw.
Yes.
It's the best thing to do right there.
I agree.
Yes. And on top of they staying where they at, they're going to get bigger deals at USA because they on Peacock right there. They're going to run. SmackDown going to move to right to USA Network right there. I don't know how they're going to balance with SmackDown, with NXT also. That'll be interesting right there. So these negotiations are so important for the company. But the card looks good. I still question about the women's tag match four-way right there.
Yes.
And
okay. Which tag match? Because they have the
Liv Morgan and those right there.
Yes.
The winner gets to face
the
control should wrestle twice during that night. I would say right there. The next day, they can wrestle for the women's tag belt. The winner of them wrestles Saturday, then they face them on Sunday. After they have that match with six men.
Given the women's showcase, right? That's the one you talk about. That's the one I have questions and doubts about. You talking about that one?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, okay. We the same one. Okay, that's one. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the one I don't know about. I'm like, yeah, see what happens. But one match I'm not looking forward to at all is Brock Lesnar against Omos. Oh, no, that's going to be a waste.
Yes. Definitely, because Omos doesn't bump right there, and I see it's going to be run-ins right there. I just had that. I'm predicting this, that it's going to be run-ins. Bobby, I see the return of the Hurt Business. That's what I see right there. Lashley going to interfere in his right there. If that does happen, this Bray Wyatt thing, I think Bray Wyatt is going to be in jeopardy right there for being on the roster right there. I just see it. Omos going to go over Lesnar somehow right there with the help of Benjamin, the rest of them right there, Cedric Alexander and Lashley right there, because Lesnar interfered with Lashley matches. So it's going to go back that distance right there again. I see it happening right there. The Hurt Business back.
That'd be good. If they do come back, that'd be great. They should never broke up in the first place. I would not mind seeing that.
Yes. That's definitely going to happen right there. You got Andre the Giant, Memorial Battle Royal right there. With about 25 or 30 guys like that, so that's not really on the card. Xavier and others, yeah. Elias, but Lashley is part of it, so I see Lashley winning it. So that's going to be his bonus right there because of Bray Wyatt's illness right there. They'll give him that right there. And do you think Vince will be thinking right now in the book to have Hogan in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal? He don't really have to do nothing but just be there in the ring.
Right.
And that they could have drawn more with that right there. That would make sense. Hogan gets trying to get the Andre trophy that the guy that he beat and changed the game for him. Yes. And I still see in the women's match, you have the
damage control.
Damage control, definitely, yes. You have them up against Lita, Trish, and Lynch, yes. And
yeah.
I still see kind of seem like that Trish Stratus could make a heel turn right there. Could turn on.
Ooh!
Because it just, that time when she got attacked backstage by the group.
Yeah, I remember.
Then all of a sudden she reappeared to do an interview. And I said, this got to be a, doesn't look right. She took an ass whipping. So all of a sudden, an hour later, she does an interview. Yeah, we could see a turn right there. It'd be her favorite view.
That would make things interesting. That would, you know.
Yes.
Who do you think will win between Rey Mysterio and Dominic? I'm looking forward to that match.
That's going to be interesting right there.
Yeah, I know. Woo!
Dominic, one of the best heels in WWE. The best right now, the that gets the most heat right there. The Dom.
Yep. And
I can see maybe. Right. I can see maybe a low blow, something like that, or if Ray is gonna actually win this right here, I just see this thing with that time with Michaels and Jericho embracing one another at WrestleMania and Jericho kicking Michaels in the balls. I just see that happening right there. Dominic does the same to his father. And that means that feud not going to be over to the next, maybe Backlash type of pay-per-view that is going to be in a Hell in a Cell like that. I think that's going to be the final right there.
Hell in a Cell.
Yes.
I'm going to say something really crazy here. I don't get excited for a Hell in a Cell. Because to me, they don't live up to. You see, cage matches, okay? This is my old school way of thinking. You see cage matches, steel cage matches, I expect to see blood. A tense rivalry and blood. You rarely see blood in Hell in a Cell matches. It makes it more believable. You know, you don't see blood that much in NWE at all, really. I mean, wrestlers do bleed, but if they do bleed by accident, I mean, it's not like, you know, part of, you know, it's not part of the match, you know, it wasn't planned or anything like that. But there's one thing I like about AEW. You know, when AJF and Daniel Bryan, wrestled, the American Dragon wrestled, dude, the hour match, that was believable. It looked so real. You know? But the stuff that just don't look so real in WWE that much, like AEW. So that's just my opinion. I mean, the match is going. I'm excited to see, you know, Edge versus, you know, Finn Balor. That's a cool match, but I'm not expect. My expectations is low for it. Let's put it that way. It's gonna be a good match, but it's not gonna meet my expectations. It could be a great match, but it's gonna be a good match. That's what I say.
I agree with that.
But the Roman Reigns, who Roman Reigns or Cody Rhodes, who you got?
I have Cody with that right there.
Woo!
the final nail in the coffin for Bloodline.
Ah, then do you see the Usos losing to?
The Usos losing to the Zayn and Kevin Steen. I will see maybe. Of course they're gonna take it right there, Zayn and Kevin Owens. It makes sense right there to end it right there. No more belts for the Bloodline. I see that's gonna be the main event right there for day one right there on Saturday. That has to be the main event. And then Roman main event Sunday.
Yeah, Roman Reigns. Yeah, he's definitely main event on Sunday. He's definitely doing that. Roman Reigns and Cody. That's definitely going to happen on Sunday.
If I see Cody getting through job with this right here, it's going to be backlash right there. Because Roman had the belt for almost three years now.
Yeah, which is impressive. He's actually one of the greatest champions of all time. I will say that straight up. No doubt about it.
I thought he was closing in on Hulk Hogan's 4-year title reign in the WWF. I was just thinking about that. I can't call Roman the greatest like that. No, I can't call him that.
Now, he had a belt for a very – he's been a champion for a very long time. But are you saying that you can't really say he had any, like, classic matches, really? The matches that stand the test of time?
Yes, he had classical right there also. You know, he had his Brock Lesnar matches with him. There was a few others right there, but the baby face, he wasn't over right there. He was right there.
Right.
But I do see it right there. That is going to be a different. I would say he's in that category with the Drapes, with the Flairs, Hogans, the Bret Harts, the Austins. You got the Rocks, Undertaker, Lesnar. You got the Triple H. You had Randy Savage also on there.
Right.
His cousin Yokozuna also.
For the greatest, I mean, for him holding that, I say he's the greatest because he held that championship a long period of time. He's been champion like almost 3 years. That is a great accomplishment right there. 3 years as champion. You know, I cannot, that's why I say put him up as one of the greatest, you know, because for title reigns, one of the greatest title reigns. Backlund held it for 5 years. Bruno Sammartino held it twice.
Longer, right.
Yeah, two times longer than that, yeah. So Hulk Hogan never held it for like all those years straight, you know, neither has Ric Flair. But for long title reigns, the title reigns go down as one of the greatest title reigns ever because of the longevity of it. You know, that's why I say he's one of the greatest. Really, one of the greatest title reigns. And that's just freaking impressive right there. Very impressive.
Yes, it is.
Now, this is a match that no one's really talking about. I'm looking forward to the Intercontinental Championship. That match it looks pretty good, but it's not getting that much hype.
I guess because of, you know, with McIntyre and Sheamus right into it, right there, three-way.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to continue this during the next pay-per-view for a one-on-one right there.
Ah.
And to me, I give this the Gunner right there. He's going to walk away with the IC belt again. And I think Sheamus is going to be doing the job right there. So that will end up being him and Drew McIntyre, the next pay-per-view Gunner.
Oh, so this is going to build to something else. This match is going to be built to be the start for something else, which is, you know, I can see that happening. You know, because I like, you know, Gunner is a good wrestler. Good wrestler. Now, I correct me if I'm wrong on this one. Charlotte Flair against Rhea Ripley. Charlotte is probably going to win. Most likely.
Yes, I simply see that also because of, you know, her WrestleMania win streak, she lost one at one time.
Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on Bianca Belair and Asuka? I mean, Bianca Belair has been champion for years. She has represented WWE very well. There's an interview of her on. I was watching. Jemele Hill, who's like a liberal personality or reporter, interviewed Bianca Belair, and it was well done. I mean, it was Jemele Hill showed respect to wrestling. She showed respect. She was very respectful. It was a great interview. And Bianca,
much respect more than the Stephen A. Smith that used the term fake every time when they bring up about pro wrestling.
Man, yeah, he didn't used to do that before. He used to talk about how much he liked it. But I don't know what I mean.
But the references, I don't like him saying that right there.
Right.
So
yeah.
Even though he's a clown in my book right there, just to get the ratings up, and he broke up people's relationships there with the Jalen Rose, you know, Beyonce that he slept with right there.
Holly Quorum, I think her name is.
Yes, Holly Quorum. Yes, he's the so-called Dr. Umar Johnson of SportsCenter.
No arguments here on that one.
Even though Dr. Umar Johnson when he's going to build this damn school opening right now. It's been 10 years, 2013,
yeah.
Just like this, as much as even though Wrestling It Factor Radio started out in 2013, but 10 years, you see the young man out there in Georgia, King Randall right there. With all his resources, all money, he built a couple schools out here in Georgia right there, and they doing well right there.
Yep.
And of course you have Zayac Institute also that's founded by the activist and rap artist Bo Butter right there, and online and in person school right there, and they doing well. Students have a STEM search engineer programs and others right there, black school. And of course you have the Nation of Islam, a couple of their schools also running. And you have a few others out there like Ron and others, but one thing is I don't like, he bashed the schools and stuff, and while he hasn't, you know, this other school that, you know, he has the money from his influencers right there, Cash App and everything. So that's maybe a half a mil and stuff, but still he ripping off people and he's sleeping with women also. He wasn't ever faithful to his wives or nothing like that. And he's good with the Black history and political thing, but no solutions right there. So, and of course he's not going to meet up with no politician, and people got to pay for his services for any like protests. He's just a jumper for himself. He's all in it for him.
I'm not a fan of his.
Yes, Ant King is doing very well right there.
Yes.
Her and Michi X also activist right there. She's a independent right there, and you know, she called out all the, you know, of course when it's Black media, they rip the Democrat Party right there, the real truth about them and stuff. And Michi X was saying, next time I'm vote for Donald Trump. And she told us why right there. So for small businesses, Black businesses and everything, he pardoned more Black people than any other president.
Yep.
And did more than Barack Obama and Joe Biden did, what, Brittany Griner one time?
Oh, the trial on Kimberly that got her out of jail. She bad-mouthed America. She did it. She actually broke a law in another country. And then she's crying about it.
They chose her over a fighting Marine?
Right.
What the fuck? A lot of Marines was pissed off. This was Joe that claimed that he does. Yes. Sleepy Joe was trying to claim that he, trying to say that he, that would make sure people don't call him a racist by doing it for internet. That was nothing but political games. And
yeah,
you see when Kamala Harris went to South Africa recently. You want to, like she was doing KKK stuff.
This is one mess of administration, I tell you. I'm very messed up. I can't wait till he's gone.
Yeah. Worse than Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah. Some people say he's worse than Jimmy Carter, too.
Oh, no. I can't put Jimmy in there. He did. He built these houses. For all people, Black people, even in Santel, Baltimore and stuff. What happened was the establishment wanted him, was trying to control him, and he had enough right there. So they didn't put him back in office right there. Yep. The Democrat establishment. Biden was behind that right there. With that inflation, he was he was like the Arne Anderson right there of the Democrat Senate. He got to put his thing on destroying and everything. Yep, Inflation Joe. Yep, Woodrow Biden's the worst next to Woodrow Wilson right there. Yep, and
But I don't know who. They have nobody on the Democrat side that will run for president. They don't have any party.
Oh, it's rigged right there. It's rigged for Biden to win again. What is Marion Williams or nothing? Of course, Bernie, you know, he sold out right there. So he's a corporate liberal right there, part of the finance committee of Biden, and he's supporting Biden again. So Bernie is no longer, he turned his back on third parties and independents and progressives. So, hey, all these third parties is coming in there this time. Andrew Yang's Ford Party, you got the Green Party, you got People's Parties, you got other ones, Libertarian and others, because Biden robbed the last election. They took the Green Party off of ballots in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan right there. Because you know in Pennsylvania they all screwed up, and their justice system is racism right there, and they chose a liberal senator over Dr. Oz.
Yes, and the guy, he had a stroke.
And yeah, he actually pulled out a gun on a black, an innocent unarmed black man. And it's horrible. It's just the liberal state that makes $7.25 an hour at the minimum. You would think this Mitch McConnell, even though Trump told the truth right there that Mitch McConnell has to go and he's horrible, telling the truth right
there.
Yeah,
he does need to go. I'm a Republican. I'm not a Mitch McConnell fan. He definitely needs to go.
And they was talking about Josh Hawley could be the next leader right there. He's a patriot. They need someone young like him to be the next senator. The next lead senator right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and, yep, he's too old to run Mitch McConnell. He'll be 85 if he stays in one thing, and I think this time Trump is going to have someone loudmouth like him from Kentucky to run up against him right there. If Mitch McConnell doesn't step down.
It's amazing people trying to get Trump indicted, trying to get him arrested. Again, like, come on,
dude. Just for TV.
Yeah.
A TV witch hunt. Come on, where all this thing about Biden racism right there with him and Hunter taking money from Ukraine?
And nothing's going to happen to his son. You know, something should. I mean, his son is guilty, so I'll get out. But he's very guilty, but I don't think nothing's going to happen to him.
The biggest drug dealer in America? Media needs to be broken up back to right there. They need to be regulated again. It's just time to end the propaganda right there. With you giving money to Ukraine Nazis, Biden, $100 billion. He asking for more. He's trying to kill this country. We already in $38 trillion debt.
Yeah. What you think about Ukraine? Should we keep giving money to Ukraine?
Hell no. Nah. They actually giving it to the Nazis. And come on, They just mad at Putin because he loves black people and he hates Nazis. I just don't get it right there. Russia been a place for where black people was treated way better than the Dixiecrat America.
Oh yeah,
history.
Some black people left America during the Jim Crow era, moved to Russia, and had a lot better lives. When Stalin was in charge of Russia, I mean, there was a movie that was done about a German people, the German lady had a baby and a black baby, and they were trying to get rid of black baby, but you know, her and the Russian people stood up and said no. Young people. So yeah, you know, the Russians put a black prison in, put a minority in the space before Americans did. During the '60s, it was a guy from Cuba with dark skin.
Wow.
Yeah. When the stuff going on in Russia, when stuff was going on about in the civil rights movement, you know, when the kids were getting, you know, doused by hose, you know. Russian newspaper talking about saying how disgraceful it was they did that to the children. Oh yeah, Russia has always been cool with black people. You know, black people always had, when they went to Russia, they had always had better lives. They weren't discriminated against. They were, you know, people looked at them funny because, you know, there's not that many black people over there, but you know, they got along fine. Lived normal lives.
And the African Socialist Party still does business go up there to have meetings with Russia right there. You still see even some people from the Green Party, Representative Joe Stein and stuff, with Putin. Jesse Ventura had meetings with Putin. And Biden responsible for RT America to be canceled right there from Russia's sanctions right there.
Mm-hmm.
That was nothing. People lost. Jesse Ventura lost jobs, and others. T. America lost their income from this. It's just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gonna have to have a third party on the debate stage finally.
What station?
Stop.
I see Fox News doing it. They doing it, they'll do it, but I don't see it.
Right.
I don't see CNN and all those other people. CBS doing something like that.
Maybe CNN. I just hope because that majority owner from Warner Discovery is actually libertarian, the majority shareholder, and he's a big time Trump supporter. Just like one of the owners that's trying to buy WWE that owns the Atlanta Braves, John Malone, he's a libertarian also, and he's a Trump supporter also. He donated to the Trump campaign. So Vince, you see it right there with the Saudis right there. They all linked up right there, the conservative right there. Of course,
stay in America.
I think they will right there. Vince's going to be the chairman. And, you know, that's not going to sell to no liberal. Forget about it.
No, I wouldn't.
And one thing, they got to realize the Khan family are Republicans. Chad Khan is a Trump supporter, the father is.
I did not know
the
that.
The campaign.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think Trump brought a lot of different people into the Republican Party.
He did.
A lot of diversity. Even gays and lesbians.
Yeah, he did, which I don't fully understand. A gay Republican, I don't understand that, but he did brought people there. You hooked gay people into the Republican Party. He did.
Even black people, he also endorsed over so many black candidates for Republican offices in the country from last year.
This estimate that Trump, well, the Republican Party got about 22 and 28% of the black vote this time, you know, last election, and the Hispanics, Republicans got like 30% of the Hispanic votes. So just by those numbers alone, there's no way Biden could have won. There's no way.
Trump was is the lesser evil of the Democrat Party. Overall, he's the lesser.
Yeah, what you saying?
It wasn't no terrorism. It wasn't no war under Trump. You see, he goes to the negotiate table, make friends with North Korea President Kim Jong-un, him and South Korea president together on peace deals. And and recently this currency thing right there, they now Saudi Arabia is talking to Syria right there on a peace deal. Russia did, Putin made this deal with them right there to talk. And they come along with the table also, and with Iran and of course South Africa, all the South African president and the other presidents on that continent come together.
Trump did a lot.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, he did a lot of good stuff.
Putin has kind of like the same personality as Trump right there, getting everyone to do business together, even the China president. You see how they get, he gave a lot of grants to a lot of, people in South Africa, to all their leaders, he gave money grants out, the China, president. And you know that they're willing to do that to for black Americans, but what happened? Our government doesn't want that to happen. Grants for businesses, for black-owned businesses, they don't want to do that. That's why they feared for Trump to do that for that platinum plan last time, 2 years ago. He said to himself that he can change the Republican Party way more than he can change the Democrat Party.
Man, he was right. He did it. He did it. Now, the rhinos of the Republican Party, they weren't too comfortable with it, but Trump did a whole lot of good.
And he told Bernie to come over to the party when you're ready. And, hey, he would have got something done over there if he would have made the right choice.
I would have loved to see Bernie Sanders and Trump in a debate. They debate each other. That would have been cool, man.
Yeah, that would have been good right there. It'd be like MJF and Steve Austin.
Yeah. Speaking of MJF, you like him as champion?
Oh yes, he's the best heel in wrestling now. In character 24/7. That's what wrestling is missing.
Yep, kayfabe.
Yep. It seemed like Rhea Ripley was kind of playing that also in person. She didn't want no autograph or anything, so she let her be the heel right there. They just don't get it right there. Even for years, Undertaker was in character.
Matter of fact, when he was a heel, they didn't want him when Owen Hart died, he, you know how those wrestlers came on TV and said stuff. He wasn't on TV saying stuff because he was staying kayfabe because they wanted to mess up his character. What was going on at the time? You know.
I still remember that once he come out with that Chris Rock, Kid Rock. I said, "No, this not Undertaker."
Oh, you didn't like the Viking Taker? You didn't like him?
No, when he was the babyface Merc and badass, it just didn't fit because he kind of got soft that time when how would he fall for that Big Show turning on him right there and with Albert right there? Come on, the times he been bitch slapping Paul Wright around and stuff in the Ministry of Darkness so many times and stuff. Wow. I was saying right there, I was basically calling him the American dumbass. I was like Jerry Lawler right there, I was glad that they buried him and brought back the dead man. I was so. I really want Kane, and I never took off that mask in the first place right there.
No.
Because he posted that turn right there. Yeah. The dumbest decision. I wouldn't even think Vince Russo wouldn't approve that. That one was one of the worst decisions. That was
All right, let's talk about some WrestleMania moments. I mean, oh my goodness.
Oh, we forgot. Yeah, we've got the other predictions also. Edge and Finn Balor right there.
Yeah, who you think will get that one?
I see Edge going to take this right here. The Brood versus the Demon right there. And I heard Gangrel might be showing up there because I guess Damian Priest. And that's going to be an all-out brawl right there. That's going to be a good match right there.
I'm not trying to see any blood.
Right. And also Asuka and Bianca Belair. I just see right there, that's going to be a tough call that will Asuka finally win with the Great Muda Miss right there, a tribute to the Great Muda's Hall of Fame.
Yep.
I think she's going to have the Great Muda's makeup on right there. She had to come to the ring.
Mm-hmm.
With the hood first, I think she's going to have the hood right there, then the Muda makeup. That would be awesome right there. I think she's going to win it. She has to. That's why I'm picking it.
Who do you think is going to win between... Let's see. Who else is there? You see, Cody Rhodes. That match I don't care about. So what match we haven't talked about yet? Austin Theory and John Cena. Or do you care about that?
Yeah, that's a hitter match right there. Yeah, Austin Theory's he going over in this one. Cena going to put him over. I see it right there because Cena going to go back to movies after this.
Movies and TV commercials.
Yes.
He does a voiceover in some commercials.
Cena's everywhere.
All right, here's one. Seth Rollins against Logan Paul. Logan Paul is a good athlete. I'm sorry. He boxes, but he's an athlete. He can wrestle, too. But I think
Logan Paul.
I think Seth Rollins.
Go ahead.
Logan Paul, I think Seth Rollins can come out on top on this one. Oh, it might be a DQ.
I don't know. I'm going for Seth in this one because of his contract right now. Logan Paul claimed that he's finished after WrestleMania, his contract, and I thought they signed him up for a multi-year deal for another year. This won't be a good match right there. Yep. Just, you got to hit him with that stomp right there. The finisher right there.
Curb
off
stomp.
The top rope. Yeah, curb stomp. This time off the ropes.
Because I like the hype up to the match, you know, to the match. Logan Paul and Seth Rollins, I mean, I like the hype up to it. You know?
Yes, that's, yes. And AEW has been, it's like it's too many, way, way too many wrestlers, too many shows. They're trying to add another wrestling show for Saturday. They get over too much damn contact. And they're going to start losing more viewers like that if they stop signing these wrestlers right here that they're not going to do nothing with. Even just like the Ring of Honor brand, I said, why are most of these wrestlers on AEW Dark? Why are they on AEW Dynamite? Don't they supposed to be exclusive to Ring of Honor? I think it should be only two exceptions. Yeah, Cesaro and Bryan Danielson right there. That's it right there. Those are only exceptions right there. The rest to stay right there on that roster right there, because it doesn't make sense to have Dalton Castle and the boys get attacked by the getting attacked by Cesaro and John Moxley right there, the Combat Club right there, and with no, they didn't get no offense. They got squashed right there. And it's only 12,000. They get 12,000. That's it right there for Ring of Honor. I guess because of the membership. Really, most people not watching them, so it doesn't click unless that's going to get the TV show for Saturday. It makes sense. Ring of Honor always been on a Saturday.
Right.
And if it's not, it's going to be screwed again. It's going to be another throwaway show like Rampage. Rampage is the new WCW Thunder. And they got to realize Jay Cargo is not no Goldberg. Goldberg wrestled every week. He don't miss 2 or 3 weeks of wrestling. And
yeah,
she's going to have to.
She's not Goldberg. She's not. You're right. But she is getting. Do you think she's getting better in her wrestling?
The mic skills, she's getting a little better with her wrestling. It's the only one. But she just needs to lose it right now because it's not going to spark a raid or nothing like that. It just needs to be done with right there. And Taya Valkyrie, I think she's going to be that person that ended right there. She has to right there. Because if she job out right there, you'll probably see her on AEW Dark, or she'll disappear right there. Yeah, it's just time to drop it right there. It's just time to end this undefeated thing for almost 2 years.
What do you think about Powerhouse Hobbs?
Powerhouse? Yeah, is he he another good talent wrestler also? Definitely. even Ricky Starks also. Ricky Starks should be the future top babyface of the company right there. He has like the Rock. He more like the next Rock, the Dwayne Johnson. He kind of have that look and persona.
Oh yeah, I like his promos. I like Ricky Starks' promos. I really do.
And with the young, I still see that they might could be leaving the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega to another promotion. I just see this happening right there. It might be another Cody Rhodes situation right here with Tony Khan. And I think it's best right there for them right there to shake things up right there.
Where would they go?
I mean, the only thing with WWE, but they have families though. They married with several children. So unless Impact Wrestling right there, they got the resources right there, and they get contracts out of Canada right there. They pay lesser taxes, so. Kenny Omega, big fan of TNA Impact since day one, and you never know right there. They might match that. They got the money to match the offer. They might say, why not? Let's go back to bigger arenas again. Let's access TV or buy another channel right there, like Vice TV since it's for sale. That's in Canada, so. They might do it right there if they can, because they closer enough in ratings by AEW, maybe like 700,000 viewers compared to them like 100,000 or 200,000 right there. With that right there, you will see more wrestlers taking that jump to try to AEW, WWE. What about Impact? They have the good wrestling matches. They have Motor City Machine Guns. They have Mike Bailey right there, Speedball Mike Bailey, turning it up with Jonathan Drescher and stuff. You got PCO over there. You got a very good women's knockout roster and everything.
Oh, yeah, the women's roster has always been good. And then yes,
and,
always.
Yep. And Josh Alexander been defending the belt for a long time. Now he's, has to relinquish it because of an injury right there. And Steve Macklin could be that guy. He might go over Kushida more likely for that title right there. And Steve Macklin is sort of like a brawler right there. You would think that he could be. We might see another Austin right there. And I just think it's right now that they got new management Impact Wrestling. They got someone in the sports department that's, that deal with boxing and everything. And Scott DeMore got promoted to president right there at the company. So they might just say, let's spend some money now on wrestling right there. This a big shot right here, 2024. Can you imagine that Young Bucks and them start their own All Out right there? And I think AEW will get hurt right there if they lose them.
Oh, they would. They would hurt for a while.
Because they have so many wrestlers. So what's the use of them going back right there? Because they see what the CM Punk incident. And I think it's just, time for them to have control right there. They can have their own creative control like they had at All Out right there. Just finish something that the Ring of Honor old management didn't deal with Sinclair Broadcasting, Elevate, and Impact is a perfect choice right there. And like I said, they could get elite, even they on Access Network has 50 million of people that has it. So, if they could get at least 500,000 viewers and then also pay-per-view, the buy rates right there to 100 grand, it'll be good business right there. That's all they need right there. And I believe it's going to happen. Just like that time when they were supposed to give Jericho a big seven-figure deal right there.
Seven figures?
So he chose AE. Yeah, this was like during the pandemic. This was like in 2019 for him not to change his mind, not to sign with AEW. So then it's Canada also. You never know. We might see a reverse sign right there with the business going right there. And, you know, Impact signed all the Canadian wrestlers, so he's Canadian also, just like Don Callis and Kenny Omega.
Mm-hmm.
And I just see it's basically best for business right there. It's like Tony Khan is more starting to be more like an Eric Bischoff, wannabe. I lost a lot of the tag team division lost a lot of credibility with Billy Gunn's sons as the tag champs, and they haven't been heard for in 2 or 3 years right there. I still say it's nepotism right there.
There was no build up, no hype. You know, I think they would have built them up a little bit more, then it would have been a lot better.
Right.
That's just my opinion.
They didn't need the belts right away for FDR.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they have AEW have 36 women on their roster.
Now, that women's division has not been good at all. I mean, it never been perfect, you know.
It's like they got the WWE faction, women faction also with Ruby Riott and Toni Storm right there. And why they have to have Dray like D-Generation X? Why they got to have spray paint that is Dray and they spray paint loser like L right there? Come on. That is lame. That's still lame to me right there.
So what do you think AEW, you think Tony Khan, I like Tony Khan. I do. I mean, he's really doing his best, I think. But, you know, since, from what I hear, correct me if I'm wrong on this, attendance has gone down, ratings have gone down. He needs to regroup.
I mean, his ratings have been steady right there. But they can't draw older fans right there, the old school fans, so. There's many people I knew that's in their 40s and over 50s, so they not feeling AEW like that.
Well, that's true. I know somebody like that, too. I know somebody.
Right. Yeah, there's several at my job and other places, so it's like it doesn't matter if they have Sting, Jeff Jarrett. They not going to watch it right there. And I think they maybe was curious to watch it when it first started right there. They did the highest rate of like a 1.7 or 1.8 right there. 1.8 million viewers right there. And it went down ever since right there. They just get sometimes their biggest night they get a million point four, point five, not even that, a million. a million viewers or stuff. That's it right there. They don't be hit that consecutively or nothing like that. Then I say also, you know, they, I guess with this economy, a lot of people don't have the, you know, the apps right there for TBS and stuff like that, the being homes and stuff. And I just feel that AEW not really that fan friendly, same concept like it was when it first started. And Tony Khan is too. He doesn't need to be main bookers for every show right there. For Ring of Honor or anything else, he just need more. Let somebody else call the shots of a Ring of Honor or something like that.
So you think, how many more years you think Tony Khan needs to be a legit competition for WWE? How many more years?
Three more. I'll say three more years. If they don't accomplish that, it's not meant to be right there.
So right now they have Double or Nothing's coming up in May, so I'm looking forward to that. Seeing AEW Double or Nothing, and AEW is supposed to be coming all around here, in Baltimore in May. And I have never missed an AEW event when it came to Baltimore, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to that. Never miss an event.
Yeah.
Never miss an AEW show. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to that when that happens.
Right, they put on good shows, but it's just too many wrestlers. They just need to scale back to certain shows right there. I said they, you know, the second tier goes to Rampage. You know, split up the roster to go to AEW right there. You got your certain wrestlers, the key wrestlers you're going to use right there. And you know, Ring of Honor wrestlers need to be, doesn't need to be everywhere on AEW Dark or AEW TV. And this third show happened right there. It has to, if it's not Ring of Honor, what the use having it right there? It's going to be Mid Carter. You think it's going to be, it just feel like a WCW Saturday night right there.
Yeah, I was thinking that it was. Yeah.
What they going to bring back the Dungeon of Doom?
Yeah. Now, WCW Saturday night was a staple on TBS for a lot of years.
Yeah.
So, It served its purpose, but I agree with you 100% that if the third show needs to be a Ring of Honor show, it needs to be just Ring of Honor. I agree 100% on that.
Definitely right there. Keep the wrestlers there like Samoa Joe and others. They don't need to be other places to take over right there.
Mm-hmm.
Or other spots also. They don't. That should be that TV time right there. That Ring of Honor subscription network. That right there. Don't let them blend in with AEW right there. And then for them, then they'll probably be doing the JOB more likely right there.
You have to AEW wrestlers. They won't be able to, they won't have any credibility.
Yep. Thanks, Cesaro. You know, just need to stay on AEW right there, the Combat Club right there, because
I miss Regal.
But the Regal black, just didn't. Yeah, Regal just went there because of he got released right there. So, I mean, he just didn't fit in. He wasn't. I think he wasn't feeling it once he knew that he would get his job back since Triple H was in charge. So, you know, they gave him his wishes right there. So, you know, he wanted to, you know, support his son right there at in NXT.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he, you know, trying to concentrate being behind the scenes, not as a face, like a GM and stuff.
But right now, who would you say is the best wrestler right now in the past 3 months? The best champion, men, right now, who would you say? Our AEW, Impact, WWE, men wrestler.
Oh, a man wrestler? Wow.
For the men. Okay, I will say this. Okay, MJF, I say he's the hottest champion right now. You know. But for domination, still Roman Reigns. That's what I say for the
yeah,
men.
I see that. Mm-hmm. I see that.
Women, it still Bianca Belair. There's no contest in that. She's still the best women wrestler right now. You know, I say that. Tag team is up for grabs. I don't know what to say about tag. I would like to see the Usos, most likely, but I don't know. Who would you say?
Yeah, they're the best tag team in WWE. So they have that chemistry right there, and so they're gonna have like a 5-star tag match right there. Could be one
mm-hmm.
of the best tag matches of the year, up against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Right.
And for them to walk out for the tag belts, that place gonna erupt right there. It's going to be like one of that should definitely be the main event right there.
I think that's going to be the main event on Saturday, the first night, I think.
Yes. I think so too. And definitely we see this multi-universe right now is going on right now on pay-per-view Fight TV at the Impact Wrestling. Even Jeff Cobb part of it, Tanahashi, going to be on the card with Impact Wrestlers.
Tanahashi is a good wrestler. I got to give you he's a good wrestler.
Yes, he's the Bret Hart over there. I think he might be working with Steve Bell, Mike Bailey in this one right here. Yep, one-on-one.
What are your thoughts about that Hall of Fame class? Yeah, Stacey Keibel, Great Muta, Rey Mysterio. Oh, man, who's that referee going in?
Tim White. Yeah, Tim White.
Tim White.
I thought they would have Cyndi Lauper as a you know as a celebrity one,
mm-hmm.
but I think it should because she's long overdue. because she's one of the key pieces of that very first WrestleMania, Rock and Wrestling.
Yep. That's when wrestling went. That's when it went crazy. Oh my goodness! The cartoon Hulk Hogan, Rock, the WWE had that cartoon on Saturday mornings. I've seen that cartoon before.
Yes, and I think that WWE needs to come to terms with other wrestlers that's on bad terms with them, so they can go in the Hall of Fame. It's going to get less and less every year. They're going to have to talk to Powers of Pain, Demolition, and even others to get in this Hall of Fame right there, because Demolition is long overdue also.
Yep. Now, are the Steiner Brothers in there? The Steiner Brothers not in the WWE Hall of Fame.
They went in there. Yeah, the Steiners.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah, finally, yep. Of course,
now,
Owens.
Who would like to see the Hall of Fame that's not in there right now? Because, you know, there's something like you mentioned.
The British Bulldogs. That's what's, yeah.
Hey, I wouldn't mind seeing them, man.
You have their Dynamite Kid's nephews right there, the Billiton Bulldogs right there, and one of them look just like Dynamite Kid, and they Davey Boy Smith Jr.'s cousins. So they usually be in six man that and make Major League Wrestling.
You know how I want to see the Hall of Fame? Mm-hmm. I would love to see the Moondogs from the 70s.
Yes, they missing right there.
Yes, because they were wild tag team.
I think they deceased. I don't think no member is left.
You're right.
Yeah, I think one of them died in the ring, I think, yeah. Was it Rex or Spock? One of them. Right in the early 2000s. And
this tag team.
The original Doink. I don't think they're gonna put him in there.
Nah.
Even though he was part of the first WrestleMania without no as a regular wrestler there. Billy Jack Haynes also deserve a spot in the Hall of Fame.
Oh yes, yeah, I remember him.
Right. I'm surprised Brooklyn Brawler hasn't been selected yet.
Or the Red Rooster.
Yep, Barry Horowitz. Barry Horowitz was wrestling in Impact recently.
Yeah,
wrestling Johnny Swinger. Yes.
Wow.
Johnny Swinger called him out, thinking that he can finally get his first win. Yeah, I like the Johnny Swinger gimmick right there. He's an 80s wrestler, all the 80 wrestlers references and stuff. He come out with the mini WrestleMania ring thing, ramp. You know,
mm-hmm.
Ziggy Dice pushed him down there and stuff. And he hold up the sign saying, "Oh, the road of Owens 53. And I said, is this a takeoff of Jay Cargo?
Well, to sum things up, I think second night in WrestleMania is going to be good. That's going to be the biggest
that night is going to be better than night one. You know, that's a better card. I think it's going to be action packed. The matches I'm looking for to every single match, except for the Omos and Brock Lesnar one. That's the only one I'm not looking forward to. I don't know what's going to happen in a men's showcase tag team match or the women's tag team match. I'm just going to wait and see what happens. Maybe they're going to be good, but I'm pretty impressed with this card on WrestleMania. I'm pretty impressed with it. And it's hope it turns out to be pretty good overall.
Yes.
You got any final thoughts, Wayne?
Final thoughts? Yes, this will be the much better WrestleMania than last year, definitely. Or maybe the last 3 years, right there. We're gonna finally have a very good WrestleMania result.
Yeah.
And
they already sold out, and from what I hear, they already sold out of two nights. From what I hear.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard, yep. So it's already doing good. And next year it's going to come to Philly. So, you know, we live in Baltimore, so that's about, what, 90 minutes, 2 hours away. And all that. Well, sir, have a good night. Have a good night, wrestling fans. Until next time, keep on watching. WrestleMania's going to be good. Take care.
All right, take care. Have a good one, Tom.
You too.
Yes. All right. Yes, that was amazing insight and great commentary also. Ladies and gentlemen, this is it right there. We calling it a night. Yes, enjoy your WrestleMania 39. Day one and day two shows. This shit is going to be awesome. It's worth seeing. Get it on Peacock for a low $4.99 or the tradition cable system. So, and I'm out of here. Have a good WrestleMania weekend, ladies and gentlemen.
I said, are you ready for the Survivor Series?
One. Who will survive?
fall to top. We won't be stopped. We're no one improved and got the grand groove. Pump it up and raise the roof. Swing, 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 like the mighty sword. You need to throw at the fantastic sword. So pick it up, pump it up, the bad boys, the battles.